Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Forgive the allergy-sounding voice today. It's a little groggy, sounding a little lower than normal, but that's okay. So today, yep, there it is. Today we're in Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. We'll finish up Mark chapter 5 tomorrow in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. They came to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. When Jesus had come out of the boat, immediately a man with an unclean spirit met him out of the tombs. He lived in the tombs. Nobody could bind him anymore, not even with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been torn apart by him, and the fetters broken into pieces. Nobody had the strength to tame him. Always, night and day, in the tombs and in the mountains, he was crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and bowed down to him, and crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, don't torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." He asked him, "What is your name?" He said to him, "My name is Legion, for we are many." He begged him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now on the mountainside, there was a great herd of pigs feeding. All the demons begged him, saying, "Send us into the pigs that we may enter into them." At once, Jesus gave them permission. The unclean spirits came out and entered into the pigs. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down the steep bank into the sea, and they were drowned in the sea. Those who fed the pigs fled and told it in the city and in the country. The people came to see what it was that had happened. They came to Jesus and saw him who had been possessed by demons sitting, clothed, and in his right mind, even him who had the legion, and they were afraid. Those who saw it declared to them what happened to him who was possessed by demons and about the pigs. They began to beg him to depart from their region. As he was entering into the boat, he who had been possessed by demons begged him that he might be with him. Jesus didn't allow him, but said to him, "Go to your house, to your friends, and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you." He went his way and began to proclaim in Decapolis how Jesus had done great things for him, and everyone marveled. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, there's so much in this story that is just powerful and beautiful. First, I just see how much overwhelm there must have been in the lives of the disciples, just going from place to place to place, and everywhere they went, something just kind of jumped out at them, including this demon-possessed man who pulled apart chains and fetters. And I also find it interesting that it's the demons knew who he was, who you were, Jesus, and who you are. And yet the Pharisees and Sadducees didn't quite get it. Just an interesting parable there, an interesting thing to think about it, that the demons knew and the leaders didn't. But Lord, it also shows the importance of understanding that you are greater than demons, you are greater than evil, you are greater than this present darkness around us, the structures of this world, the evil structures. You're bigger than that, you're greater than that, you're more powerful than that. The other thing I thought about, Lord, as I was reading this passage was the Exodus and how the Israelites went into a sea that had been dried and they came through onto the other side and they were saved. But it was the Egyptians who were drowned in the sea. And we see the same kind of look in the pigs who descended down the cliff. And I was able to see the possible place where this may have happened. And it was a very steep cliff. And then the sea is below, the Sea of Galilee is below that. Lord, it made it just more real to me. But what it was interesting about the whole thing was just in this thinking is how this chaos of waters, and we saw it in the story before this, this chaos of waters devours the enemies of God. And here we see it with the pigs. And so we saw it with the Egyptians and we see it with the pigs. Lord, I just thank you for that little insight. I'm no Bible scholar, but your spirit is so good to bring up those things in my mind to make me make those connections between Old and New Testament. I pray that for my friend today too, that as they read the Word of God today, that they would make those connections as well. Lord, we love you and we thank you and we praise you for another day of life. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you feel led to support the podcast, and again, only if you feel led, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. At the $10 level, you'll receive art. At the $1 level, you'll receive a free teaching every month. And everybody gets that at the dollar level. $25, you'll get a secret podcast. And above that, from 100, you'll be added. You'll get all those things, plus you'll be added to my prayer team, and I will send you a signed book. So let me know if that's an interest to you. You can go to patreon.com. If you want to do a one-time donation, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marriedandmuth.com. Thanks so much, and have an amazing day.